This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, don't forget you can learn more about Class Financial online, the website, classfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Great website with a lot of great information. Also an opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a little snapshot you get in your inbox each and every week of what's going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast, as well as you can go back quite far to some of the old podcasts, and it's kind of fun to do. So I would definitely sign up for that. Again, just get to KLAASfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial. Get to know you appointment at Class Financial. It is complimentary. Joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Class Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Sunny day. I'll take it.
Yes, it is nice. Malia, how are you?
Very good. I was just thinking these allergies are getting out of control, but looking at the green grass is a good thing. So trying to remember that.
Fair trade. Yeah, we'll deal with what we've got now for definitely what we're getting because it's some fantastic weather. I mentioned, of course, the website. I mentioned also listening to some previous podcasts. I was listening to shows we did from 5-6 years ago. It was pretty wow. It was pretty interesting. So that's all really cool stuff up at KLAASfinancial.com. Again, if you have questions, last week we had quite a few calls, and actually a couple of people took us up right at the top of the show to get in on the air. It's a prime time if you've got questions for Malia and CJ to give us a call now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. This morning we are going to be talking kind of an overview of some investment principles. We'll talk about the importance of diversification. Before we get to that, of course, a couple of things to keep in mind. Mention the website, mention the telephone number. Haven't mentioned the Kloss Quiz question of the week. This week's no exception. We do it each and every week. A chance to win a great prize. This week, Kloss Financial has put up a $25 gift card to Kohl's. Little tip, listen closely to the program. Typically, both the question and the answer to the Kloss Quiz question we come up during the program. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz question of the week and not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so we had a lot of callers respond to our question last week, and the question was, at what rate are baby boomers, those people being born between 1946 and 64, how many of them are actually retiring per day? And the multiple choice was at 5,000 a day or 10,000 per day. Gary called in, Gary of Middleton, with a correct answer. Congratulations to you. The answer was 10,000 baby boomers are retiring per day.
Really good stuff. And don't forget, if you missed part of last week's show, you can always check it out at KLAASfinancial.com. So let's talk a little bit about kind of an overview of Kloss Financial. And let's talk to people about how they can get help from you guys. And of course, how do you make an appointment? Is there cost? Kind of what are those ins and outs there?
Yeah, I think we charge $1,000 a minute, right, CJ? Well, is that what we're doing these days?
Oh, boy. We need to talk.
Yeah, but we're actually really excited this year. We're celebrating our 44th year in business. We currently operate as a hybrid firm, which means that we're registered both as a RIA, a registered investment advisory firm, together with a broker-dealer, which allows our firm to operate both fee-based and commission-based practice for individuals. So we have two offices. One's located in Fitchburg, Wisconsin, and one in Loves Park, Illinois. And we really focus, our niche is retirement planning. And with that, we offer three divisions to help direct the future retirement of individuals. We have two divisions for that, our KIP division and Kloss 360. And we also assist companies with their 401k plans. So again, we're really looking, working with people who are planning for their retirement, maybe 5 years, even 10 years out. Sometimes we get the rare person who walks in and says, I'm retiring in 7 days. And so we prefer to have them sooner than later speak to us. Our first meeting is simply a quick chat on the phone to answer any questions you might have and to see if we can possibly help you. So it is complimentary. There is no charge. If we mutually feel like we could possibly work together, we would look for a face-to-face meeting or via a video conference these days. So again, that's complimentary. If you already work with an advisor, a second opinion may be helpful. We're just looking to make sure that you're on track for your goals. That's ultimately the most important thing. And finally, our team works together with you in the position position of a retirement coach, which does separate us from other firms. We really work hard to direct your team of people, whether it be your accountant, your insurance agent, estate planning attorney, your banker, because ultimately we're looking for you to be successful in your retirement goals. So no stress. Call to talk to us anytime. We'll set up that complimentary chat or video conference and see if we can at least give you a second opinion.
And that telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. As Malia mentioned, it is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And, of course, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Let's talk then about kind of planning for retirement. And, of course, we've seen some volatility in the markets. How, for people that are looking to handle this, what's kind of the best method for handling this and dealing with this in your portfolio?
Yeah, we talked about this the last couple of weeks, at least a little bit, and we're going to dig into it a little bit more today, which is this idea of why does financial planning matter and why does this idea of diversification matter? Because for the last 10, 12 years since the 2008-2009 correction, there hasn't been a lot to be scared of in the market until COVID-19. and so, you know, this March, late February, early March, COVID started becoming a reality. There were shutdowns by states and the market sold off 35% in a matter of about 6 weeks. It was the fastest, most severe sell-off we've seen in quite some time. Well, suddenly coming into perfect focus is, oh, for the first time in 10, 12 years, now I very quickly understand the value of financial planning and the value of diversification. So that's what we're going to talk about, is what is diversification? How does it work? Why does it matter in the midst of volatility? And by the way, when I say financial planning, I'm talking about simple things like things your grandma or grandpa would tell you. Hey, pay off your debt. Don't hold on to debt that you don't need. And of course, when the market's going through the roof, nobody wants to do that. But when the market suddenly tanks, the value of debt elimination comes perfectly into focus. But diversification is just this idea that, hey, there's no one investment, there's no one asset that's going to always beat the rest of the market. And so I can't own just one stock or just one bond. I need to diversify those investments. So it's a pretty simple concept. So most people have heard, hey, don't put all your eggs in one basket. But sometimes there's a misconception about this. You know this, Sean. Mm-hmm. Talked about this many times. It's the, oh, I get it. So I should have five financial advisors. And we go, no, that's not what we meant, right? Don't put all your eggs in one basket doesn't mean you have multiple advisors. And it doesn't even necessarily mean you have multiple accounts. It just means that your underlying investments aren't in all in one stock. An example of this, and I've used it multiple times on this show, gentleman came into our office. He said, I'm very well diversified through, you know, 5-6 statements out on the table. And I go, huh, okay. I looked at every single statement and he owned 2 stocks at every single custodian. He was not diversified. He had 6 different accounts, but those 6 different accounts had 2 stocks inside of it. So again, multiple advisors is not diversification, and multiple accounts is not necessarily diversification. It is what do you actually own within those accounts? So just trying to clear things up there. Now, some people say, yeah, but CJ, there's value in hearing 2 different opinions from different financial advisors. I can kind of get behind that idea, everyone. You know, I kind of get that. But over time, you're going to want to try to pick a trusted advisor who really helps you comprehensively with things. Because going to meet with 2-3 different advisors just to me is slightly counterproductive. But then again, the idea is by being diversified, you're not going to take the downside risk of just one stock. And then asset allocation within that diversification is critical. So what do I mean by asset allocation? Well, listen, once you've understood the value of diversification, then what drives most of your return is how much stock you actually own versus how much you own in safer assets like bonds or securities. That is what drives the majority of your return over time. People want to think it's about owning the right stock at the right time, and we would actually say empirically that's not what the data shows. The data shows it's about how much do you have in stocks versus bonds. And by the way, how long do you plan on being invested? So It's time in the market, not timing the market. Let me repeat that. It's time in the market, not timing the market. So focus on that as you work with your advisor. And then finally, there's different ways to do this. Some people work with an advisor to manage the asset allocation. Others just buy an asset allocation mutual fund that automatically manages it for them. And others yet inside of their 401k will buy what's called a lifestyle or target date fund that says in the year 2030 is when they plan to retire. A lot of different ways to address diversification and asset allocation, but there's a few ideas.
Really good stuff, and I like that time in, not timing. That's really well stated, CJ. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to talk with you right now. Love to answer it at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online. Their website, it's fantastic. It's klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you've got questions for CJ and Malia. Give us a call now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget the telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Left off talking about diversification, what that means, and how it's it can be a great benefit for us when it comes to structuring our portfolios. Let's talk then about, aside from diversification, what else can we be working on, and what kind of do we need to remember when it comes to planning for retirement?
Yeah, so many of these are going to sound like repeats, and there's a reason that we do that. We continue to hammer these ideas across our listeners and our own clients because they are so, so important, especially as we deal with volatility in the market. So CJ mentioned this too. Know your time frame. The amount of time you still have to invest your money can and should have a major impact on your current asset allocation. So that would be how much time you have, how much to actually put in stocks and bonds versus alternatives versus cash. So remember that this is your time frame. It's not your neighbor's, your brother-in-law's, your parents' time frame. It's your own situation. And that's really, I think, where the confusion starts, because people start aligning themselves to other people of all ages, of all risk tolerances. And you have to understand for yourself, when do I want to retire ideally? How many years do I have left? And that should have some bearing left as far as when I'm going to retire, should have some bearing on how your allocation looks. So time frame is really, really important. The next thing is know your risk profile. So again, just because my brother Joe, who's 25 years old, can risk 30% drops in the market, how much can I, who's perhaps 10 years older than that, how much am I comfortable tolerating? Or if I'm in my 50s and I see the markets being very volatile, as we all are seeing, what is my comfort level? Can I sleep at night? And quite honestly, I remind our clients, even going through what we're seeing right now, is your mental health is equally important to your physical health, because there's some kind of connection there. So risk is really important when you're looking at your own portfolio. Being more aggressive just because someone thinks you should be, and then that's not going to obviously help you if you end up selling out your investments when the market goes down. When we're dealing with a roller coaster, as CJ reminds us almost every week, the worst thing to do is to jump off the roller coaster, right? But if mentally you are not feeling it and it's really keeping you up at night, then you really need to adjust your risk profile to make sure it's something you can sleep with. Remember that when we look at stock market history, though, we like to let our listeners know this. It's normal to expect a correction of 15% or more every 2 years, or 20% or more every 3.5 years. So again, we have been enjoying a nice 11-year run of the market. And it, as CJ pointed out, it really is something that people go, oh, I need to be looking at my risk profile. Next thing is, do not try to time the market. As he said, time in matters more. So, you know, something to consider is since 1929, the stock market has averaged about 10% in returns per year. Now, that what that means is you're not jumping in and out. You're staying invested, again, according to your correct risk profile. But it's important to understand that even as we go through volatile times, that still bears worth talking about, that since 1929, there's been 10% returns per year on average. Next, we tell people, reduce your debt. Make sure you're working hard during all types of markets to reduce your debt, because in the end, your retirement's going to be a lot rosier when we don't have as many fixed expenses. And finally, seek professional guidance. So ultimately, we don't want you ideally to have 5 different financial advisors. However, as I said at the beginning of the show, having a second opinion on what you're doing doesn't hurt, because having other eyes look at what you're doing will certainly maybe, you know, give you cause to say, maybe I could improve that or do something in a different way. So we really, really want people to hear these, you know, principles, because ultimately they're going to affect your great retirement someday.
Really good stuff. And as Malia mentioned too about debt, I know we've recently done some shows on debt and kind of the effect it can have on retirement planning and, of course, going into retirement. If you want to check out any of those previous shows, podcasts, don't forget, you can always get to Klaus Financial's website, which is klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary for you. That number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We will go to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll do that. We'll also do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Klaus Financial, the website klausfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Mentioned the website. Great website, a lot of great information. You can also submit a question for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And this morning, Scott writes, he says, my son has student loans he is currently paying on, and I understand the CARES Act is allowing him to stop making payments. Is this true? And loaded part, is this a good idea?
Great question, Scott. And yeah, thanks for reminding everybody, Sean. I do encourage you to jump online through our website and submit a question that way. I actually encourage you to call in during the show, but some people don't like to hear themselves on the air. So either way, but thank you, Scott, for the question. So yes, it is true for any federal student loan borrowers as a result of the CARES Act, the payments and the accruing interest have actually automatically been suspended from March 13th through September 30th. Now, again, listen to what I said. For any federal student loan borrowers, meaning if you have chosen to consolidate them outside of the federal student loan borrowing system, this won't apply to you. But there's no action that you need to take as a result of this, by the way. It's just suspended. However, if your son is financially able to make payments on the student loans, then any of those payments will directly hit principal, which will help, of course, pay off the loans quicker. So obviously, since we're fans of working towards becoming debt-free for everyone, for that matter, we would encourage your son to continue making payments if he's financially able. So to answer your question, is it a good idea? Well, you don't have to do anything to suspend the interest and the payments, but is it a good idea to continue to like stop paying? And my comment would be, not unless there's a really good financial planning reason to stop paying, which there could be, right? Loss of a job could be one. Other, you know, COVID-related financial hardships could be another. So there could be good reasons to stop. But if there's no reason to stop, then don't, because it just means more of his payment will go towards principal.
Yeah, if you start paying,
great question.
That's really good stuff. Yeah, if you can pay down that, get that principal taken care of while there's this nice little pause, it's a great opportunity, a great window. Really good stuff. As CJ mentioned, of course, you can submit your question on the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. We do this show each and every Thursday morning with our friends from Kloss Financial. Give us a call right at 8 a.m. We'll get you on the air, and they'd love to answer your retirement-related questions again each and every Thursday morning right here on Thursday. 1310 WIBA. Mention the website, KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You also want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Kohl's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question Week is this. Since 1929, the stock market has averaged what percentage in returns? Is it 5% or 10%? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card for Kohl's. Don't forget as well that it's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, their number 442-5637. And the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. And Dr. Nicole Hemkes comes your way next with Advocate MD right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.